Hurricane Katrina revealed many weaknesses in America's ability to recover after a nationwide catastrophe. It showed that in some areas, the government was just not able to respond efficiently. As a result of this, the president put into place a directive that all government departments devise a continuity of operations plan, or COOP, to help maintain essential functions during national emergencies. From the FEMA website, we read, "The ultimate goal of continuity in the executive branch is the continuation of national essential functions, NEFs. In order to achieve that goal, the objective for organizations is to identify their essential functions, EFs, and ensure that those functions can be continued throughout or resumed rapidly after a disruption of normal activities." And reading further on their site, it talks about tests and training. Tests, training, and exercises, TT&E. Measures to ensure that an agency's continuity plan is capable of supporting the continued execution of the agency's essential functions throughout the duration of a continuity event. Each department is required to test their COOP at least once a year. This ensures that government officials and employees will know how to react when an emergency occurs. Part of these tests include conducting what is called a lessons learned session, where the department considers how things could have been done differently or improved. Brethren, we are preparing for a future event, the transition from Satan's government to God's government, a continuity of operations, if you will. Part of that preparation involves training and testing. We all go through events and trials in this life, and we should be considering what lessons we are learning. Let's look at three areas in which God is training and testing us, and the lessons learned. Teaching, patience, and giving. Teaching. As part of the upcoming government transition, God is training us to teach. The citizens of the former government will be confused, afraid, and disillusioned. The only education they will have to rely on is the faulty education learned in Satan's government. They will need to be re-educated, using the foundation of godly knowledge. Each opportunity to teach others in this life is preparing us to teach in the future. If we're going to go through a sore trial, let's consider the lessons learned. You will be able to teach others in tomorrow's world on how to deal with trials or with situations that do not go exactly as planned. As you teach your children God's way in this life, consider the lesson learned. You'll be teaching those put under you the way, the Torah. These people will be your children, so to speak. They will be relying on your knowledge, experience, your guidance. In Isaiah 30, there's a well-known scripture used to show that we as teachers will always be able to instruct our students. It states there, we don't need to turn there, "This is the way, walk you in it." But consider Paul's instruction to Timothy. Please turn to 2 Timothy 2, and we'll read verses 24 and 25. 2 Timothy 2, beginning in verse 24. "And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth." Paul states that servants of God must be apt to teach and must be patient. So let's look at patience. Patience is a quality that's sorely lacking in this world. All the technological inventions and innovations that have taught people to desire instant gratification. No waiting, no effort, no hoping, just I want it now. I remember in high school getting an assignment for a term paper. We were given the whole semester to work on it, and we indeed needed that time. You young people, imagine selecting a topic and having to go to the library of all places and pore through catalog cards looking for books and articles for your paper, and then having to use the Dewey Decimal Number to hopefully find the book somewhere among dozens of bookcases, only to find the book you need has been checked out. Imagine having to run through rolls of microfiche looking for an old newspaper article. And for you young ones, microfiche is a strip of film that holds images of newspapers and other documents. It requires a special machine to view. And imagine after your research is complete having to use a typewriter to produce your paper. Now in this day and age, all you need to do is type your subject into Google and you'll get not only the references, but the full text of a document available in seconds. A few moments of cut and paste and your research is over. Instant gratification. Turn to James 1, and we'll start in verse 2. James 1, 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Temptations meaning putting to the proof or testing. Knowing this, the trying of your faith works patience, but let patience have her perfect work, and you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. As we go through a trial, or as we wait for an answer to prayer, consider the lesson learned. God is teaching us patience. We must wait on the eternal. He will come through. You will in turn be teaching your students in the millennium to develop this godly patience. Now let's look at giving. God's way is the way of give, as Mr. Armstrong taught us many times. God is a giver. When we give an offering, when we provide our family for our family, we help another person. Consider the lesson learned. God is teaching us the quality of giving. Christ gives us the principle that will be used in the kingdom of God, and that's in Acts 20:35. Acts 20, verse 35. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. In other words, receiving can make us happy, indeed, but giving will make us happier. This lesson will be invaluable as we wean people off of Satan's way during the upcoming millennium. No more corporate greed, no more what's in it for me. No more arrogant politicians seeking gain from their office. The lesson of giving will carry on into the new government. We will all live the way of give. So in conclusion, as we go through this life, God is teaching us valuable lessons that will help us govern in the world tomorrow. This teaching comes through Bible study, prayer, and trials, experience. We must hold on and cherish the lessons learned as they can be applied in the future. We must consider how God has taught us to teach, how he has taught us patience and how he has taught us to give. All valuable lessons learned that will help us in the coming transition of the governments in the millennium.